listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. The best Saturday morning ever to you. This is Landon coming at you live, okay, from Lifeline. Here's the deal. Lifeline is just that. We want to give you the lifeline to Christ. We want to change your life and give you a line to have a communication with God. So right now, I ask you to tune in, call somebody, get as many people as you can to tune in. If you love your family or your friends, this is probably the best thing you can do for them is call them and say, listen, man, I got this unction. I just think you need to tune into this. I think you need to either go online to WCNO.com. That's WCNO. .com. Click on the little microphone that says live broadcast. If it's still that, they might have changed it, but live broadcast either way. And then if you miss it, or if you want to put it up later, if you hear it and think, man, that's all right, I think that's good solid doctrine from God, okay, call them later and say, listen, go on demand and pull this up. I think it's worth listening to. Okay, now during this broadcast, it's called Lifeline for that reason. It's not a pre-recorded. We're here live. Okay, I'm sitting in front of a microphone and talking to you. So you can call in here for prayer. I would like more than anything to lead people to Jesus. So that's what I'm here for. I mean, I want to change your life and make it better for you. If you can just listen to the words of God this morning and get some comprehension on the fact that He really is Jehovah God. He really is here for you. He really does love you and will make a tremendous difference in your life. Tremendous difference in your life. I'm here to tell you, man, my flesh was the nastiest flesh in all of Jensen Beach, Florida. It's totally true. Terrible person. God got a hold of me and changed everything when I totally stopped playing the games and I surrendered. I said, you know what, Lord? I've had it. I've really had it. I want to give my life to you all the way. You can't give it part of the way. Because then you're still part natural and trying to control your life and giving some to God and some to you, it doesn't work. The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, the Bible says. But when you'll surrender 100% to Jesus and let him start teaching and training, let his spirit move in you and start to develop you, you'll turn into something you never knew existed. It'll be so much better. My life is absolutely wonderful, folks. I got to tell you. I'm not bragging. I'm not because of me. God takes care of me ridiculously well. And I think if you listened last week, you heard that. Just blessings just come. It's just, it blows my mind. So anyway, during this broadcast, if you'd like to accept Christ, I'd love to help you. Please call up 772-221-1100. So the local is 772-221-1100. 221-1100. So easy. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Let me say it again. 888-221-8990. That way your relatives up north or anybody can actually contact us. So let me pray for us. I do have an email that I suggest you use. I'm really shocked. Not a lot of people email us, and that blows my mind. You've got great doctrine counsel here for free. I mean, really, Word of God, 40, 50 years of walking in it. Not me. I've been in it about 7 years. But my dad has a doctrine in divinity, been in this thing a long time. And that's Bob Allen, who you heard him say when the thing come on. That is free counsel, man, that you just can't beat that. I mean, that's good godly counsel. And we'll answer any of your questions, he or I, it doesn't matter. If you email and you say, listen, I want to speak to Landon, just tell him that. He'll get in touch with me, I'll get in touch with you. But it's good free godly counsel and advice, and we're here to help you. I can't believe that free help is offered and so few people take advantage of it. That tells me what a bad shape we're in mentally in this world today. Okay, so anyway. At the end, I will give you that email, which is real easy, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. But I'm going to give it several times so it'll sink into your mind. I also want you to donate to this ministry. Please donate to this broadcast or this ministry, and we'll go over that. P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. All right, look, let's pray real quick. I always need God's guidance. You don't want anything from a mind. You want it straight from the Spirit of God. Father God, we come to you this morning on this Saturday. We're so grateful to be here. We are just honored to be used by you to bring your word to your people, Lord. You're a magnificent Father. And what you've done for us and the spirit you've given us to move in us and guide us and teach us and train us is just phenomenal. Revelation knowledge and the things you give and the things you do for us blow my mind, Lord. My natural mind cannot wrap around your goodness, and I don't even care anymore. I've realized your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, your ways are higher than our ways, and I just accept it, and I just flow with you, and I'm so grateful. It is just absolutely wonderful. So I want that experience for all these listeners. I want everybody listening to be able to experience you, God. So please, Father, by the name of Jesus, in the power of the name of Jesus, and by your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, some people call it Holy Spirit, doesn't matter, all right, but by your Spirit, please move through this earth this morning. Everybody listening in the sound of my voice, move on their hearts, move on their minds, cleanse them, purge them. I want them to be able to receive from you. Okay, please call them unto yourself this morning. Listen, and this teaching is going to be for the church, actually, but don't tune out. If you're a non-believer, it doesn't matter. I want you to hang tight with me. You're going to learn some excellent stuff, but I want to speak to those of us who call ourselves Christians, okay? And this is, I'm not beating up on you. Listen, I'm trying to teach you stuff. I'm trying to help you. So here's the biggest problem. Let me say that again. Here's the biggest problem with the man of God or the woman of God, okay? Those in the body of Christ, which is the church, the body of Christ, which is made up of the believers of God, is referred to as the church. Here's the biggest problem with the man of God or woman of God, the church today. We see ourselves as, I mean, this is our mindset, our mentality. We see ourselves as natural people trying to reach or become spiritual. Man, I just want to press in. I just want the Holy Ghost to fall upon me. I just want to become spiritual. I just wish I could be spiritual. You know, we see ourselves as natural people trying to become spiritual when in fact, now remember, I'm not talking to the unbelieving. I'm talking to the believers. In fact, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you've gone that one step beyond that and said, Lord, I want to be born again by your Spirit. I'm going to invite you into my life and into my body, into my vessel to start training and teaching. And I will live my life and I will be led by your unction and by your Spirit. And I will move as you tell me and do the things you tell me. I want to give my life to you and let you run it. And I'm going to trust you. If that's you, stop seeing yourself as a natural man trying to be spiritual, when in fact you are a spirit being empowered to deal with and overcome natural circumstances. God left the order of the kingdom to us. Okay? You have the ability to overcome and change the natural realm in this world. If you'll look back, I didn't plan on doing this, but if you'll look back in Genesis, I think it's 1:26. Let me go there real quick. This is not in my notes or anything, but it says when God, where is it right here? God gave man dominion. God said, let us make man in our image. Now, let us make man. Let us. This is the very beginning. So it shows the Trinity are there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. So he said, let us, this is Genesis 1:26, let us make man after our image and after our likeness. Let them, who, man, that's me and you, let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. Let me say it again, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Remember that. In the image of God, you were created. Now, remember that because we've lost the image, but I'm going to tell you how to get it back. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Okay, remember that. We're going to go back to that in a minute. So if you have accepted forgiveness and salvation in the name of Jesus Christ and been born again by the Holy Spirit, there's two things here. Because we tend to confuse that. We think that once we come to the altar, right, we're in church, we get all, we feel like the Spirit's pulling us to the front. We go up there and we accept Jesus. That is a phenomenal time in your life. You've accepted salvation. You've come up and said, look, I want to give my life to Christ. There's nothing more beautiful than that. Now, what happens is, what you're saying is, I want to admit to this church or this body of believers, and I want to admit to God Almighty that I do now believe, I've changed my mind, and I believe in the work of the cross. I believe Jesus went to the cross. I believe he was the spotless lamb that never sinned. I believe he did come from heaven for this purpose, and he died on that cross, and his shed blood, because there had to be a sacrifice to pay for people's sins. That's the way God ordained it back then. So his shed blood paid for my sins. He was the spotless lamb that went to the slaughter and was sacrificed on the altar to pay for my sins. I now believe that, and by believing that, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am, with everything within me, I'm going to try to follow what the Bible teaches. That's what you're saying. Okay, now that's excellent. There's nothing more precious, but that's not where God wanted you to stop. And what happened is we've got to that point and we've stopped. We've accepted Jesus and we're cool with that. We're like, okay, I'm not going to go to a burning hell. And just to know the fact that you're not going to go to a burning hell when you die is enough to make most people feel like it's okay. I'm happy, man. I'm not going to burn in hell. I'm cool. Well, that's a like I said, a super significant thing. The only thing that happened is God wanted you to go a step further. So you're not reading the whole plan. God said, okay, after you've done that, because by accepting Jesus, here's what happens. Your sins get forgiven. We all know this. We all hear this. My sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. There's songs and everything else. Okay, so your sins get washed away. All the stuff you've done, all the cussing, drinking, smoking, sexing, whatever you've done in your life, whatever you think is cheating in your business, whatever it is, your sins are now washed away. When you say, Jesus, I want to accept your atonement on that cross to forgive me for my sins, please. In Jesus' name, I want you to be my Savior. I believe in the work of the cross. Amen, right? Your sins got forgiven. You're now a clean vessel. You are spotless. Inside of you, there's no... When God looks down from heaven because you accepted Jesus, all he sees is the blood that Jesus shed upon you. So he looks down and goes, wait a minute, that one's covered by the blood. He's been redeemed. He's a very clean vessel, fit for the master's use. Fit for the master's use. Let me say that again. Now, here's the master's use. Okay, when Jesus left, he said, look, it's better for you that I go away. If I don't go, you won't receive my spirit, because this is God's plan. But if I leave, in other words, what he's saying by if I leave, when you hear of and see that I have risen from that grave and I'm no longer bound by death and I'm no longer in that tomb, that means everything I've taught you while I walk this earth was absolutely true. So what I'm telling you is the day you see that, believe this. It's better for you that I went to heaven, because the fact that I went there, and this is in the book of John, 14:26 or something like that. I'm not there right now, but listen. He says, it's better for you that I go away. If I don't go, the Holy Spirit, he calls him the Comforter. The Comforter will not come. But if I go, you got my word and my promise. I'll send him to you. He'll teach you. He'll train you. He'll live in you. He'll abide in you and stay with you forever. And he'll teach you all things. Now, that's where you're supposed to go with this. Once you accept Christ, your vessel or your inner man becomes clean. All the junk you've done from birth till now matters to God no more, because that's why Jesus came, to atone all that and to wash it clean. Now what you're supposed to do, which is where most of us are failing, is now say, God, now that I am clean, that means I now have the opportunity to get a brand new second birth on life. See, we've been cleansed from our impurities and we've got a new lease on life when we accept Jesus. When we accept Jesus, all those sins have been washed away. So it's not that we've been born a brand new person on the inside, but we have been swept clean with a new outlook or a new chance on life. You got a second chance for a brand new life. Here's where we fail. If you don't accept the Holy Spirit at that point, if you don't invite God's Spirit in you and surrender yourself to him, and the reason you need to do it at that point, because that's the point where your sins were washed away. You're now clean and your body or all the sins you've done are gone. So you have the availability and the opportunity now from God to accept his Spirit. Now, when you accept his Spirit, then Jesus and the Bible refers to that as being born again or born anew from above. So if you read back in the Gospels, same thing happened to Jesus. Okay, Jesus comes to the River Jordan to be baptized of John the Baptist. When he is baptized in that water by John, he comes up and says, the Spirit of God descended on him in the form of a dove, and it remained on him. And he went about doing good and healing and all, but it remained on him. That's what has to happen. Now, we fall short. We accept Christ. We get swept clean. And then we don't do anything from there. We don't accept his Spirit. We don't yield ourselves 100% to the Holy Ghost. And we don't ask God to to empower us or rebirth us with the Holy Spirit. So what happens is you're now a brand new clean vessel, but your mindset, your mentality, your thought pattern, all the developmental attitudes that have been in you from birth till now are the exact same. So one day you got swept clean, you got covered by the blood of the Lamb, but the next day, whatever comes up and comes at you in life, you'll deal with it the same way. You'll look at the same thing at work, you'll look at the same situation, and you'll view it the same, you'll think it the same, and you'll react and deal with it the same as you did last week before you accepted Jesus. Why? You were swept clean, but you didn't get born brand new. You must be born again. Watch, we're going to go right into the teaching now. All right, if that's you, if you've been born again, then you're a spirit man. And as a spirit man, you have the same authority Jesus did when he walked this earth. What does the Bible say about it? Let's go to Hebrews 1. Let's go to Hebrews 1 and look at scripture. Okay, Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. So God in sundry times and in diverse manners, that means in all kinds of different times and in all kinds of different ways, he spoke to the fathers by the prophets, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. The prophets had to speak to them back then. So you have a better offer than they did. He's offering you the chance to internalize his spirit and be developed and trained as a baby until you become into a young man, and then you become into a mature, a spirit-filled believer. So as in these last days, and this is the last days, the first days was God, then God developed everything. Then we had God speaking to man through the prophets. Then we had Jesus come. Now, once Jesus rose to the right hand of the Father, you're now in the last days. There's not another day coming. The next day coming is when he returns. So there won't be another era. When he returns, it'll be over. So in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son. Spoken unto us. Now, see that. Spoken unto us by his Son. I want you to know God wants to speak to you. And when you look that word up in the Greek, okay? When you look that word up in the Greek, it means utterance. It says verbal talk or uttered words. We're talking about rhema word. He didn't, because there's a lot of ways God speaks to you. Listen, don't get me wrong. God can speak to you through signs, through wonders, through miracles. He can speak to you through his word. But this particular text is telling you he actually wants to utter words to you. So in these last days, he's spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made all the worlds. Now that's a phenomenal thing. By whom also he made the worlds. So he's setting the stage of the power here. He's going, let me tell you, this is the top of the food chain. Okay? In these last days, he spoke to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and by whom he made the worlds. Now, who being the brightness of his glory, okay? That is the exactness now of his glory. So him being the brightness of God's glory, you got that? The same appearance, exactly the same, all right? And the expressed image, he chiseled him, engraved him exactly. His character is the same. So who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. This is what's available to you when you internalize God within you. That's what we call being born again. So you've accepted salvation, you're swept clean. Now you need to be born again. We've confused those two. Salvation, and receiving the Spirit within you for a brand new birth. You're going to be birthed. You were born natural. Now you're going to be born spiritual. Okay? When he had by himself, now listen, this is powerful stuff. When Jesus or God had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. That is the ultimate place of power. There's nothing on this whole entire universe that can touch that power, is what I'm trying to tell you. Being made so much better than the angels, as he has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. You got that? We're going to look at Hebrews 1:3. We're going to dissect that just a minute. Who being the brightness of his glory. So this is Jesus now. He's speaking to us by the Son. The Son is the brightness of God's glory. That means he's the identical character and the expressed image of his person. Again, he's trying to tell you, if you know my Son, you'll know me. God's showing you, listen, the only way to me is through my Son. This is how I designed it, so trust me on this. God says, you got to come through Jesus. And here's why. If you don't come through Jesus, you won't be rooted and grounded. I've seen people that didn't really know Christ come into a nice church that has this filled with the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is moving. I mean, there's no way you can't feel that. If you're in the presence of God, you'll know it. You'll feel it whether you're saved or not. So they get fuzzy, man. They feel that. That's great, man. The Spirit of God's moving in here. Man, this is great. Wow, I feel high on this. I love this. They flake out. They never got rooted in the Word of God. They never got rooted in Christ. God set this thing in order this way on purpose. He made it where you have to be rooted and grounded in Christ, because then it'll keep your feet on solid ground. It'll keep your roots deep in the Word. It'll give you a hunger for the Word. And when the Spirit of God moves upon you and things happen and miracles happen and healings come for your body or somebody else, your finances get blessed, you won't flake out. If you don't get rooted in Christ, you will flake out. The power of the Spirit is more than you can naturally maintain or understand. So the people that flake out are the ones that never got rooted in Christ. So he tells you, if you'll come to my Son and you'll accept my Son and you'll get cleansed and you'll root and ground yourself in him, Jesus will keep you stable. His Word will keep you solid. Now, when I fill you with my Spirit, you'll have understanding. You'll move properly. You'll move correctly. And you won't have to worry, because I'll have you rooted and grounded through my Son, and he'll teach you all things. That's what God's telling us here, okay? That's what God's telling us. Now, listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity again. You can call at the end of the broadcast. If the teaching's so good you just can't call, that's fine. But if you wish to call, it is 221-1100, local, and it's 888-221-8990, out of town. Now, I wish I could dissect this more, but I'm looking at the clock, and I'm kind of getting slim on time, so I'm going to move on to somewhere else. John 3, I want you to see this, because I just told you now. Here's what's going on. John 3, this is Jesus talking to a man named Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus was a Jewish ruler. He was a Pharisee. A Pharisee knows the law of Moses inside and out. So this guy is a religious man. He understands doctrine. He understands the law of Moses. He understands the Ten Commandments extremely well. And Jesus looks at this religious guy and says this. Hang on one second. Praise God. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning. Yes, I called in because I got all the other stuff you said, but I just need to be born again.
Oh, praise God. Man, that's the best phone call I've gotten since I've been on this airway for I don't know how many years. All right, you ready, sister?
Yes.
Okay, so you have accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Okay, because you can't be born again unless you have. So I had to make sure. So this lady has accepted Jesus. She's been cleansed from her sin and purged, but she hasn't really said, I want the Spirit of God to move in me. And I want to be like a brand new baby, and I'm going to listen to everything he says, and I'm going to be trained in that Word. I'm going to be trained by that voice of the Spirit speaking to me, and I'm going to become a spirit being. So can I get your first name?
Cassandra.
Thank you for calling, by the way. Okay. We're going to go right. We're just going to go to prayer. Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your Word promises us, and in John 3, you said, that which is born of natural is natural, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. She wants to be born again, Father. Drop upon her now. Descend upon her like you did on Jesus himself. Give her your Spirit. Fill her with your Spirit, that she may be trained by, born again. And now that she is filled with the Spirit of God in her, the natural will cease. The Spirit will begin to rise up and overcome this woman. Cassandra will start to hear your voice and be trained by your ways and listen to what you say. And she's willing to be fit for your use as a vessel. And thank you for agreeing. It's very important. And from this point on, she's going to yield herself to what the Holy Spirit tells her to do. She's a brand new baby filled with the Spirit of God. And she's going to listen to what you say and do everything you say so you can train her and make her into the woman of God you want her to be. Now, as a spirit person, she has power, and she can do just what it said here. She can uphold things by the word of your power. So now that she's a spirit being, she has the spirit in her. She can now speak as a spirit being and overcome the natural. We thank you for this phone call, Lord. This was critical this morning. We praise you and you alone that you would give us your Spirit of God to move in us and change us from natural people to a spirit being. Lord, we thank you so much for that. In the name of Jesus, you are a mighty God. Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Cassandra, that's it. Listen, all things, you got to look back in Genesis, all things concerning God were framed by the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. So words are what shape and control this universe, negative or positive. Now, once you get the Spirit of God in you, and you've got the Word of God in you, and you speak God's Word with the power of the Spirit, you can change anything in your life.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, get in that word like you've never been in that word, and let the Spirit start to train you.
Yes.
All right. Listen to the next verse I'm going to go to. I'm going to get out of John here and go to 1 John. Pay attention when I go to 1 John, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right. But God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So real quick, we got just a few minutes left. I'm going to roll fast. So John 3, Jesus said to Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus, he knows the law in and out. He's a religious man, very educated in Scripture. Jesus said, look, man, let me tell you something, Nicodemus. You are a very religious man. But except you be born again, which is what just happened there, she called and said, I want the Spirit of God. I asked God to give her the Spirit. God did. God's faithful. You can bet he gave her the Spirit right now. So Jesus said, look, Nicodemus, except a man be born again. See, born brand new. You got to ask the Spirit to come in and rebirth you so it'll change your mentality and the way you see things and the way you dissect things and the way you discern things. You're going to discern things and see things just like you did before you accepted Christ if you don't let the Spirit come in and retrain you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Except a man be born again, Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. Well, how are you going to draw from the kingdom of God? How are you going to get empowered from the kingdom of God if you can't see it? Now, if you go down to verse 5, John 3, verse 5, he said, Nicodemus, let me tell you something. Except a man be born of the Spirit. Let me say it again. And this is except. Jesus said, there is no other way. There's no exception to this. Except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born in the natural is just only natural. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Now, Nicodemus must have looked at him crazy because he said, marvel not that I said this to you. Why do you have that marveled expression on your face? You must be born again. He told him straight out, you must be born again. Real quick, 1 John. Flip over there. 1 John 2, verse 8, he says again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. It's true in God, and now it's true in you because you have the Spirit. Because the darkness is past and the true light now shines in you, Cassandra. So now go down to verse 24. We're going to blow through these verses, then I got to sign off. But listen, very close. Let that therefore abide in you. We're talking about the Holy Ghost again. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Let that therefore abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If that which you heard from the beginning shall remain in you. What's he talking about? The Holy Spirit again. If the Holy Spirit shall remain in you, you also shall continue now in the Son and in the Father. Now you won't err. We fall short. We backslide because we get salvation, but we don't get filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit, you won't backslide because the Spirit will stop that. When you start to do something, he'll tell you, don't do that. Don't go there. And here's the verse and here's why. He'll speak to you that clearly. You need that in this life. Now, this is the promise that he's promised us, eternal life. These things have I written on you concerning them that seduce you. Because a lot of people will teach you things that aren't sound doctrine. That's all I'm going to say about that. But the anointing, this is the verse. Cassandra, listen. But the anointing which you have received from him. That's what just happened to her, by the way. She just received the anointing. She said, I want to be born again. I asked the Spirit of God to move into her, and he did. So here's how it works. But the anointing which Cassandra received from him abideth in her. It says, but the anointing which you've received from him abides in you. You don't need any man to teach you, because the same anointing that's in you will teach you all things and is true and is not a lie. And even as it has taught you, you will now abide in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. How's that? That's what we need. You got to be born again with that Spirit of God. Trust me on this. Listen, I want to help you. This broadcast is short. The time is tight. Email me. I need you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll say it 100 times. TryLifeLine. It's just one word. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I need you to send your donations. Please donate to this ministry. Let me say it that way. Please donate to this particular ministry. And here's how you do it. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, that's how you donate to this ministry. Send it to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you.
With your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.